Jack Gilchrist is an excitable guy. Whether he's ejecting a mouse from his patio with an aluminum dustpan, or speaking on behalf of small businessmen in a Romney campaign ad.
Through hard work and a little bit of luck, we built this business. Why are you demonizing us for it?
After President Obama made this remark,
somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that.
Jack Gilchrist, who runs a metal fabricating business in Hudson, was sought out by the Romney campaign to record the ad. He says the demonization of entrepreneurs, it's real.
I think this is personal. What happens if I fail? Every bit of that business and the risk that business takes is backed up by everything I own.
Gilchrist says that's stressful.
I have 5 broken teeth in my head, which I broke in my sleep from clenching and grinding.
Since his campaign ad and speech at the Republican convention, Gilchrist has received almost 800 emails and voicemails, about half of which from supporters.
Jack, we at Blank Company are a small business metal distributor. Thank you for your voice. Your message desperately needs to be heard. Regards, so-and-so.
New Hampshire economist Brian Gottlieb says for some people, Gilchrist's message strikes a nerve.
Business people and entrepreneurs are, by nature, pretty self-reliant. They put in a lot of hours. So if you want to incite them, a great way to do that is to suggest that they have succeeded for a reason other than their own initiative.
Gottlieb is a free market economist who's all about lean government. But he says a lot of business people don't appreciate the way government influences a business environment.
They don't necessarily think about the fact that we have laws and a structure that allows them to operate and do so confidently. You contrast what happens here with some developing countries.
Kedar Gupta runs an international tech business in Nashua. Gupta moved to the U.S. from India with $5 in his pocket and a scholarship to college. Now he's a billionaire, and he credits federal and state government with a large part of his success. Gupta says, sure, he worked 18-hour days for years, but without a transparent government, without small business loans, and most of all, without the Export-Import Bank of the United States.
Emily, I'm sure you would not be coming and talking to me.
Gupta says businesses are not created on an island.
I mean, every businessman wants their taxes to be as low as that they don't even have to pay tax. But think of it, if you do that, would you be able to create a society? Absolutely not. So it has to be a balance.
Balance. Just what economist Brian Gottlieb was waxing nostalgic for. Gottlieb worries that anything that drives a wedge between business and government will make it hard for New Hampshire to maintain its economic advantage in the region. Believe it or not, Gottlieb is longing for the recession of the early 1990s. He says back then, government and business interests sat down together to solve problems.
They came up with an adjustment to the tax structure that basically broadened the base of business taxes, going from strictly a business profits tax to a business enterprise tax, which captured a lot more businesses. I think we have those issues now, but I don't necessarily see a willingness or an interest in sitting down and saying, okay, how do we work these out?
The funny thing is, even Jack Gilchrist.
Why are you demonizing us for it?
Yeah, that Jack Gilchrist says he finds President Obama's and Governor Romney's rhetoric divisive and unproductive.
When we peel off those layers of misinformation, we're really not very far apart. There's not a lot of way righties and way lefties out there. So we need to be reasonable, and we need to make conversation with each other, not talking points.
Jack Gilchrist keeps a folder in his email inbox called Haters. In it, there are 400 angry emails, mostly from supporters of President Obama. Gilchrist has written back to every single one. And he says, over and over, he's finding a middle ground. For State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Emily Corwin.